the Podfix Network.
Well, you know, just a few short years later, unfortunately, three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd died in a Mississippi plane crash in 1977. That was a huge loss for the music community.
But the good news is they still had 14 members left.
Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more.
Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. I'm joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. How are you, sir?
I'm kicking ass and taking names, man. And I'm all out of names. What's going on, brother?
You're out of names.
Oh, yeah. I'm just left to kicking ass. That's it.
Are you out because, like, your pens run out of ink or you've run out of paper? Like, so how do you not have a longer list?
Yeah, the paper supply is not quite what I thought it was when I first started kicking ass and taking names. So, you know, it's a limited supply.
What about digital? Could you move to your phone and maybe start making a list on your phone?
I mean, I guess I could, but that sounds less authentic, you know?
In the ass-kicking and name-taking tradition?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a storied tradition of you know, you kick the ass and then you take the name. You know, quill to parchment, then, you know, pen to paper, that kind of stuff.
I got it. Have you ever kicked someone's ass and then, like, run out of time, like you had to get off to your next appointment and you didn't have time to take the name?
Yeah, that was unfortunate, but I circled back later.
Oh, good. So you still got the name.
Yeah. No, I was able to get all the information.
Oh, good for you. Okay. Well, I mean, what are you, like a third or fourth generation ass kicker and name taker?
Fifth generation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive. Okay. Well, maybe someday you can teach me your skills.
I'd be happy to. It'd be like the kicking butt day. You know, we celebrated in the last show.
I know. You sounded so confident in talking about that. So I was like, man, I mean, we've known each other a while. And I know a lot of things about you. I just didn't know you were a skilled ass kicker and name taker.
You know, it's not something you just kind of broadcast, because what if I have to kick your ass? Then it kind of gets awkward. So you just kind of, you know, appropriately tight-lipped about it.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. Yeah. Well, guess what, Adam? I've got some good news.
Okay. I love good news.
We have a guest on today's show.
I love guests.
You do love guests. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we've had really good guests, dude.
We've had excellent guests. I can't tell if you like having guests or if you're kind of on scouting for people to replace me.
It felt like an exasperated sigh when it was mentioned that the guest was here. Are you happy? I can go. If you don't want me, I don't want to intrude.
No, Maddox, stay. I want you to stay.
Okay.
I want you to stay.
Before we go any further, let's introduce that voice. It's none other than Maddox Campbell of Break a Wish Podcast. Welcome, Maddox.
Hello, it's me for the first time. I was not here earlier. That was someone else.
I thought for the first time as if you were, you know, not counting the time a couple of weeks ago where we tried to have you on.
Yes, and that failed, and that was partially on my fault in that my internet failed, and it was not your fault. But it was also not on my fault in that a roommate had moved my router ever so slightly, and that had destroyed my internet, and I couldn't figure out how.
But it led to one of the funniest moments I've ever had on the show ever. And it wasn't even recorded.
I don't think I got that part of the show because I couldn't hear what you guys were saying at all. The internet was not well connected.
Okay. Let me, if I can, really quickly, I'll rehash what happened from our side of the phone.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So we called and we're like, hey, Maddox, how much, like, what is your speed test? And you're like, well, I'm getting two down and one up. And then Chris and I lost our minds laughing because it was the most comical, like, who has internet that low? And so as we're laughing so hard, not breathing, then Chris goes, yeah, and I bet he's got a small penis too.
Oh no. I was roasted and I couldn't even hear it.
It's the best kind of roast. You couldn't respond.
Well, just so you know, as soon as those words left my mouth, I felt badly about it.
He did. He actually mentioned several times this week that he felt really bad about that because of what he thinks of you as a person. So,
well, I'll just let everyone know that it is true. My penis size is directly correlated with my current bandwidth, so it's much better now. It's much bigger.
You've addressed both issues since the last time we talked.
I was cursed magically. They're intertwined, but it's fine now.
Yeah, you're throttling a larger pipe this time.
Yeah. My throughput is always the same through both.
Well, and I'll end with this. I told Chris, like, even in that spotty internet, I said, I immediately liked you. I liked you. It was the first time we had met. I immediately liked you, thought you'd be great for the show. So I'm thrilled that you're here with crystal clear internet, large bandwidth, you know, and we're very, very honored that you're here. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. This should be a ton of fun. I like news and facts.
But then you're just right for this.
That was said with zero sarcasm.
None. I'm always genuine. I love facts and news.
All right, well, let's quickly play a round of Get to Know Maddox. That's something we always do when we have a guest on. Now, here's what I do know about you. First of all, you host a very funny and very creative podcast that I've enjoyed for a couple of years now, right, that you've been on?
Three? Break a Wish has been out at least two, I think, at this point. Maybe three, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're Canadian.
I am Canadian.
You live in Toronto. That's where you're currently sitting.
I do currently sit in Toronto.
And something that I discovered a little more recently is that you're a veteran comedian.
I mean, I'm not a veteran and a comedian. I've been a comedian for a while, I guess you could say. Yeah. I've never been shot at from stage, nor have I done any shooting while doing comedy.
What a classic veteran comedian thing to say.
Yeah.
You've been doing comedy a long time. I think you told me around a decade.
Yeah, so I guess my serious start of trying to be a comedian was moving to Toronto, which I did 10 years ago. I did in 2009.
Where did you move from?
The East Coast, so New Brunswick. And for Americans, Canadian Maine, I guess.
I've always called New Brunswick Canadian Maine.
Yeah. Without fail.
Always. Yep. Yeah. When you and I talked, it sounded like you had done a little bit of everything. What would you consider your main lane of comedy?
I would say improv is where I'm most trained and most practiced. And then I also have a pretty good foot into sketch and sort of comedy writing.
I know a lot of improvisers that also get into sketch sometimes source material for sketch from their improv.
Oh, for sure. Yes. A lot of, like, that's the best way to inspire a scene. You then have to sit down and polish it, because whatever you did on stage as an improv set, will not make sense again later when you sit down to try to write it out. You won't remember how those things connected and they won't make sense. But then once you do write it down and you polish it out, the inspiration that came from improv is a great way to get an idea for a sketch.
Right. All right. Cool. Okay. Well, then, other than those things, are there any unique facts or things you want to share with us about you that maybe we wouldn't know? Something interesting know. About Maddox Campbell.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just going to talk about my fears. I'm going to be vulnerable with you. I feel like this is a safe space to do that.
Definitely.
I'm a little bit strange than most people that I'm a very strong swimmer, so I'm not scared of deep water, but I'm terrified of shallow beach water because of an incident when I stepped on a clam as a child and almost lost a toe.
Wow.
Yeah. Had to get stitches. Clams are very sharp on the edges, so when they're sitting flat, like you think of them, you're thinking of it now, you're thinking flat side down. Yeah, step on that, no problem. But sometimes they point themselves upwards and you can step on that. That can go between your toes. You can be sharp. They'll cut you.
Wow.
Cut you for real.
Okay. Well, now we have gotten to know Maddox Campbell, everybody.
Yay. You know everything you need to know about me.
This is the guy I was telling you about. He's got almost lost his toe to a clam. You know what I'm talking about.
You know my weakness now. I shared my weakness with your audience. They'll come at me with clams if they ever seek to dethrone me.
Shallow clam-filled waters.
Exactly.
Is your weakness. Okay. All right. Well, let's get started and take a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week. I'll get things started. Gentlemen, speaking of the ocean, today is National Lobster Bisque Day. Do either of you enjoy the bisque?
Dude, I had the bisque yesterday. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. I love the bisque. It's one of my favorite soups. Non-offensive and delicious.
I'm not a fan of seafood, oddly, even being a coast person, no. But I did look up bisque to know that it's different than chowder because it's smoother.
Yeah, it's not chowder.
There's a difference.
You know, I feel like that your clam incident has like permeated your whole entire, like, you know, sea going experience.
Yeah, it might be more of the trauma from that. It might be going over to all seafood.
Yeah. Don't even get him started on shrimp.
The ripple effect from the clam incident is penetrating our show.
We'll never know the full ramifications. All right. Well, so tomorrow is National Felonious Pen Pal Day. So do either of you have, are either of you pen pals with felons?
No, I want to be. I've started making a list, and I'm going to start reaching out to them as soon as possible.
Wait, a list of, like, you want to go to a specific felon? You're not just like, I'll have a pen pal and make a new friend and meet person. You have someone specific you want to reach out to?
I'm curating a list of felons that are currently in prison that I'm going to make my pen pals.
Huh.
What if you're just curating a list of regular people that you could be a pen pal with once you become a felon?
Oh. Or I could do it in reverse. I could make a list of normal people and then frame them for crimes. And then once they're put in prison, I could be their pen pal.
That's it. That's it. That's the one.
Find someone who's a good writer to start with, because that's the more important part. And then get them on that prison
side. You don't want to waste it on some like illiterate idiot.
Yeah.
You know what? That's the best advice that any guest on the show has ever given us. So thank you for that.
It's true.
All right. Well, perhaps you on Tuesday, you'd like to celebrate International Day of the Nacho.
Nacho Libre. Absolutely.
I know a fun fact about Nacho. It was named after someone's name. It was their nickname, Ignacio.
Ignacio.
That's where the name comes from, Nacho.
Well, that would make sense. I love that fact. That was a fun fact.
That's what they're for.
That's what facts are for, to be
That's
fun.
What they're for, just fun. Like, they're fun.
Just, just like Wednesday's National Day, which is National Wrestle a Bear Cub Day. Mm. So that is a little dicey, because if you're wrestling the cub, you know, you're definitely going to get the paws. You're going to get the bear's version of these hands, basically. You're going to get these paws, and they're going to kill you.
Well, I know that bears, their mothers are very supportive, so they go to all their wrestling matches.
Right.
And they're like vicious from the stands. They'll be yelling at the ref about you doing illegal moves and stuff. So I wouldn't recommend wrestling a bear cub, because the mama bear will be in the stands just chewing you out.
More good advice. Man, we need to have an advice column.
Well, on Thursday, we're all going to get together and celebrate National Slinky Day. Gentlemen, do you appreciate the Slinky, or do you think it's one of the most overrated toys in American toy history?
A Slinky. You know, I think it was the original fidget spinner.
That you needed stairs to use. It was a stairs-powered fidget spinner.
I didn't have stairs, so I just did this all day long. I moved my hands up and down, so it goes, shing, 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 shing. That's all I did.
I just got them tangled immediately and then had to throw them out, so.
Well, yeah, that razor-sharp, like, aluminum that was made out of. Yep.
Yeah.
You can play with your Slinky or Slinky dog while you celebrate Friday, which is National TV Talk Show Day. It's Carson's birthday.
You can wrap up this terrific week of celebrations on Saturday by celebrating National Bologna Day.
It's just pepperoni without personality.
But fries good and some grease, man, that's for sure.
Gentlemen, how about we turn our attention to this week in history?
Ooh, history.
I'll get us started. This week in 1797, the first parachute jump is made over Paris. 1797.
That's pretty cool.
It's earlier than you think, but also, like, you feel sympathy for the guy who couldn't have known it was going to work.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Let's talk about a leap of faith.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in 1867, the U.S. takes possession of Alaska and soon of its natural resources, and then ravaged it drilling for oil. So, yeah, interesting year.
In 1901, the first barrel ride down Niagara Falls happened.
I love Niagara Falls. I have been there, and it is amazing. Well, you know, just a few short years later, a traveling band of performers, unfortunately, three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd died in a Mississippi plane crash in 1977. That was a huge loss for the music community.
But the good news is they still had 14 members left.
That was harsh.
We should honor them by spelling things with too many Y's. All week, just spell things with, throw some extra Y's in things.
Yeah, wild stallions, man.
In 1982, John DeLorean was arrested in a $24 million cocaine deal, which I don't know how much cocaine that is in 1982 money. Is it a lot? Is it a little? Is that one DeLorean's worth? Was it just a DeLorean-shaped cocaine block?
Adam, you were big into cocaine in the 80s. How much cocaine was that?
Yeah, that's like a briefcase.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a way smaller amount than I thought.
Yeah, no, no, no. It's very simple. It's like, hey, man, I got this cocaine. Do you want it? Yeah, how much? $24 million. Hmm, all right, cool. Busted. That's how it happened.
That was a little playlet. He just acted out the whole scene.
The whole play, yeah. One man show. In 2012, Lance Armstrong is stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles. Because of all those illegal drugs he did.
See, here's the problem with that, though, is that they were all on illegal drugs. Like, he was the one that got busted, but they were all, and he still, I mean, I guess he either had the most or he was like, you know, like as a collective sum, he was a better athlete on drugs. But they were all doping at that time. They were all on drugs.
Yeah, maybe if we look deeper into it, we'll find the second place guy was on a motorcycle the whole time. Like, who knows? They were all cheating in different ways.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for the news.
With my favorite jingle.
All right, gentlemen. Can we agree that we're all in the trust tree together?
Of course.
I just want to make sure that that we all understand that we're all in the trust tree before we get into today's story.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I mean, that worries me, but we'll go forward and see what happens.
No, there's nothing to worry about. Okay, so with that established, I just want to ask both of you a question. Have either of you, at any age, at any time in your life, put anything up your butt?
No.
No. That's been an outdoor only. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can say with great authority, no.
I feel like you hesitated, like you were on the precipice of maybe admitting to something, but then nobody said anything.
I was trying to think of any medical procedures involved that, but none had.
Same. Yeah, I was like, did I? Nope. That physical is at least three years away.
Okay, well, then you're not going to be able to relate so much to 24-year-old Justin Savoy, who was arrested at a home in the tiny town of Golden Meadow after police responded to reports of suspicious activity.
Oh, that's a real vague report.
The cops show up and they discovered marijuana and drug paraphernalia inside the residence, as well as several guns and a homemade silencer inside Savoy's truck parked outside.
Is that just like a bunch of pillows like strapped together?
Yeah, I don't know what a homemade silencer entails, but I'm kind of curious. I'd kind of like to have seen it.
Yeah.
So anyways, they take him into custody and they take him down to the police station, where he was subjected to a strip search. And in my personal opinion, if you've done anything that has caused you to be taken into custody and subject to a strip search, you've made a poor decision of some kind. Well, during a pat down, they discovered something. Would you like to guess what they discovered?
A keister stuffed drug balloon.
Okay, that's a good guess. Maddox, would you like to guess?
See, you already said all the illegal stuff that they found in his house, so I'm going to assume whatever they found up his bum was actually unrelated to his illegal activities. So, a pet? Was it a pet? Was it a thing where he had animals up there? Was it an animal of some sort?
The gerbil?
Gerbil, snake, alligator? Small alligator?
I like both of your guesses, but both of you are wrong. The answer is, the police discovered a loaded gun.
Well, that's a bad plan.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, that sounds like the same guys who put their pistol in their belt right in front. So there's no chance of blowing your own junk off. Like, that feels like one of those moves.
Except I feel like he took a step or two further and shoved it up his butt.
Good, that's correct. You mean?
Well, I believe the, like, proper gun safety is you'd have to put like the pistol up your bum, but then the cartridge and the ammo should be somewhere else. You have to store them separately. So swallow the ammo, then you can put them back together when you're ready for safety.
Right.
You can't have them stored in the same place. Yeah.
A third piece of excellent advice from Maddox.
Yeah. That's just proper gun safety, stored in separate locations.
Well, the weapon was a 25 caliber Titan pistol, which, that's a smaller gun, but it was still over 4 inches long and had a 2.5-inch barrel.
That's a pocket of space.
It would have been cool if you were like, yeah, it was a Desert Eagle 50 cal.
Well, understandably, Savoy was subsequently charged with drugs and weapons offenses, I'll say, and released on a $10,600 bond.
Again, a low bond.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty reasonable. Although he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that could even put that amount of scratch together.
That's, yeah, yeah.
I still remain with the follow-up question was, did he hide it because he knew the cops were coming and he wanted to have a gun in prison to escape? Or was it just up there anyway for an unrelated reason, and that happens to be when he got busted? Like, is that just where he kept it?
That could be his version of like his cyanide cap, you know, that like you like that a lot of spies have in their teeth. Like his escape plan was the bullet through the body.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
He like lifts a leg to fart, but instead it fires a bullet up his rectum,
right up through his brain.
Right. Huh.
What a way to go, man.
During his sentencing on Friday, Savoy was ordered to serve 90 days in jail and was additionally given a 3-year suspended sentence. I feel like that's a little bit light.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, sorry. I left one thing out. He was also banned from owning or possessing firearms.
That seems fair. I feel like he hasn't shown proper gun safety.
Well, next thing he's gonna have like a crossbow there, so like, I mean, you know, they're gonna have to lock him up at some point.
Yeah, I guess he just might just switch the weapon. Oh no.
Well, unfortunately, I've got some bad news, as we often do at this time in the episode. I don't have time to get to our next story.
Oh no.
Dang it.
But I will share the headline. Missouri woman assaults boyfriend, then sits on his face after he refuses to perform oral sex on her.
That seems like a Friday here at the Saunders household.
Yeah, it seems like she got what she wanted, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Adam and I will make every possible effort to get to that in a future episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, why don't we take a quick break and hear from one of our new promotional partners?
Let's do it.
And when we return, we wrap up today's show. And before that, birthdays.
Right after this.
Today's episode is brought to you by Lester's Curse Emporium. Purveyors of fine hexes since the day was night and the night was day.
We've got Big Course, Little Course, Jinx, Vengeance, Malocchio, Ailment, Firstborn Sacrifice, Plagues, and Marriage. You name a curse, we've got Course. From now until next full moon, all fairy tale curses are bog off.
All poison apples and sleep-inducing spinning wheels must go. Lester's Curse Emporium. Shop here or we'll put a box upon your home.
Bog off.
Man, I love that sponsor because I can't tell you how like frequently these days I'm running out of hexes. Like I just need them and they're not as readily available as they used to be.
It just seemed like they had a really good selection too, because sometimes you need a very specific curse or hex, right? Like you can't just do right. like a you know off the shelf. Sometimes you need that artisanal curse for the right person.
Yeah, you've got to go behind the counter. You got to talk to somebody to get that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So many places will just send you like a box of like 8 boil curses. Like, I don't need 8 of those. I just need 1.
Yeah. And for 1 person, that's it.
Yeah. It's too much.
All right. Well, welcome back. For more information about Lester's Curse Emporium, feel free to track down the town crier and he'll give you all the information you need.
Good guy.
Town crier is also a way you can listen to our show, by the way.
Don't give it away. We weren't going to talk about that for a couple of weeks.
Sorry. Dang it.
Yeah, well, now Adam's let the cat out of the bag. Coming soon, you can listen to our podcast via Town Crier.
Yep. And it does both parts.
Right.
If I have to stop the podcast halfway through an episode, will the Town Crier remember my spot so I can start it up again when I want to listen to the end of the same episode?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Do you think we wouldn't have thought about that? Come on.
I just wanted to double check, because some do it, some don't.
Maddox, that's the dumbest question anyone's ever asked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Seriously, for all your great advice, that was a dumb question.
Ugh. Good grief.
Maybe we should check your internet speed again.
Maybe I missed that detail. And yeah, okay, my bad.
If you would have paid closer attention to the town crier, he would have told you that.
Yeah, that's true.
He said it.
I gotta catch up with him.
What happens is he runs up to you and he's about to start reciting the most current episode, and he hands you a scroll, and on the scroll is all the detailed instructions.
Right. And then I mark down my time code when I leave, and then he picks it up again when I get back. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a very simple system.
Very simple.
It's so simple. Yeah. All right. Well, let's try to recover and let's talk about birthdays.
I love birthdays. Oh.
Well, today, happy birthday to Jean-Claude Van Damme, turning 60.
Dude, the muscles from Brussels, dude, is getting up there, starting to get up there. He'd probably still kick all of our asses.
Yes, he'll still beat me up perfectly fine. He is in good enough shape.
Yeah. And he'll take our names immediately after.
Yeah, he can do both. He's got space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, we've got Evander Holyfield, turning 58. Jon Favreau, turning 54. And John Lithgow, turning 75. All of those could also beat me up, I think. I'm not a very strong fighter. If that's the line we're going with, I think they can all take me.
Well, I'm not so sure Evander Holyfield could, but I'm definitely positive that John Lithgow at 75 could knock your socks off.
John Lithgow could just give me a stunning stare, and I would wither to my core, so...
And you would consider yourself lucky.
I don't even wear socks because I'm afraid I'm going to run into John Lithgow and he's just going to knock them off again.
Oh, yeah.
Fair.
They would be your favorite pair of socks. Pow.
Nailed it.
Okay, well, on Tuesday, we have John Krasinski, obviously John from The Office, and the one and only Snoop Dogg turns 49. So John Krasinski turns 41. Snoop Dogg turns 49. I didn't realize they were so close in age. And Snoop Dogg is still one of my favorite people of all time. In fact, fun fact, he is now on the 19 Crimes wine bottle series, which is hilarious to me.
Hmm.
On Wednesday, Judge Judy turns 78. She will also knock your socks off. And then on Thursday, we have John Lipnicki, who turns 30. Jonathan Lipnicki. Jeff Goldblum, who turns 68. And Christopher Lloyd, who turns 82. That one is heartbreaking. I don't want Christopher Lloyd to get older. Like, he's just, he just seems like such a cool guy.
All right. Well, on Friday is the 80th birthday of soccer legend Pele, the 44th birthday of the very wealthy Ryan Reynolds, and the 61st birthday of the very underrated Weird Al.
I guess Maddox got tired of the show because he just left the call.
Huh.
I guess he didn't like Ryan Reynolds. He's like, you know what? That was it.
He's not wealthy. Idiot.
God, how can you Deadpool into this?
Is he back? Has his name.
It says Maddox has left.
Let me try to call him again.
Maybe it's his internet. His roommate's like, I heard you talking about me. F*** you.
Huh. Let me message him.
This is awesome. You could have asked for a better storyline.
Should I try to call him again?
Yeah.
Well, it says Maddox Campbell unavailable.
What the hell? He's either rage quit or his roommate is getting revenge on him for, you know, for Maddox outing him on the show about, you know, messing with the router.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let's keep on trucking. Maybe he'll rejoin us. Maybe he won't.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, it says, please stand by.
Am I back? Am I good?
Hey, Maddox.
Oh.
Do you hate Ryan Reynolds or something? Or
I am so deeply embarrassed and frustrated at the same time.
Well, I mentioned Ryan Reynolds, and all of a sudden you stormed off.
Yeah, rage quit the call.
I mean, I've forgiven him once he started doing Deadpool. I like that character. He's fine.
I just don't know why you slammed your headphones down. You know, that was kind of the whole... It was a weird part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, it was quite a punctuator. It was very dramatic.
Yeah, middle finger slams. It was weird.
Yeah, you screamed out F both of you in a very non-Canadian, more angry way.
Yeah, well, he's from the Northeast, so that makes sense.
I don't remember during that, so something must have cut out. That might have been someone else coming in the line with all the profanity. I wouldn't do that to you.
I think it was your roommate. He's very angry.
Could have been. When I went to go check the internet, my roommate could have picked up my headphones and just shouted profanity at you. That seems plausible.
Well, I mean, I've heard at least two or three episodes of your show where all of a sudden someone has shouted random profanity. So now I understand where that came from.
Yeah. You don't even know how much I edit out. So much. But there's a limit to how much you can cut.
Before it gets nothing.
Well, thank you for forgiving us, Maddox. I'm going to continue with birthdays. So Ryan Reynolds, whether you like it or not, did turn 44, and Weird Al did turn 61. And then on Saturday, Drake turned 34.
Yeah, nobody cares about Drake, man. Move on.
Oh, no, a lot of people care about him from his early days on that high school drama show, you know?
Dawson's Crack?
No, not that one.
He wasn't on that one.
Oh, geez, now I'm blanking on it. Degrassi. He's famous for Degrassi and nothing since.
He was on Degrassi?
Yeah.
My ex-wife liked that show. No wonder we're divorced.
All right, well, we'll plot on.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
All right, thank you, Clay Groves. We do have one person who was born on this day, but is now dead. Mickey Mantle died in 1995 at the age of 64. Today, he would have been 89.
Wow. I always feel like he died like a long time ago.
If he was still alive today, then a lot of people would be like, what? He's still alive? I thought for sure he was dead already.
What a segue, bro.
All right, well, I'm sure you gentlemen know what that sounder means.
Of course. Maddox, why don't you tell us?
Well, that means it's time for the Ed Asner Death Clock update. We play the band Death Clock because they're great. And then we know to check the death clock to see if Ed Asner is still alive. I haven't checked up on him lately. Did either of you remember to?
You know, I always say that's like that song is like a death alarm clock to remind us to check.
And if Ed Asner is really close to the line, it might bring him back if we play it right in his face.
Right.
You could be waning and then no, we bring him back.
Hey, Ed Asner.
Or push him over. It could go either way, so maybe don't try it, but we have the options.
It's a dangerous technique that only people skilled in those matters should employ.
Exactly. Last resort.
All right, well, Adam, before we check on the status of Ed Asner, do you have a Death Clock fun fact for us?
Oh, of course I do, my friend, my hard rockin' amigo. Today's a quick fun fact. Actually, we talked about Toki Wartooth being the rhythm guitarist, but he wasn't always the original rhythm guitarist. There was one before him. It goes by the name of one Magnus Hammersmith. That was the original lead guitarist for Death Clock. He was kicked out, though, of the band due to his violent behavior. And throughout their career, he pops up from time to time to antagonize them for being kicked out. But kind of a really good Dave Mustaine Metallica type story.
Huh. Well, thank you, Adam, for that.
Of course.
Gentlemen, I have some good news. As far as I know, Ed Asner is still alive, and there are only 31 days until TIFF can no longer hold me personally responsible for his death.
Heads up, you guys are going in and out for a second.
No!
I don't know what's happening. It should all be fine right now.
We lost him. I see like his visage on...
I'm still here. It's just warning me, and it's cutting in and out. And I have no idea why.
Gone but not forgotten.
Is there anything that can be done? Is there something I can stop?
Stop picking bad roommates?
It can't be him this time. This time it's unrelated.
Okay.
Okay, the juice is notably lower, but it is still acceptable levels, so let's just try to power through.
All right, let's do it.
Sorry. We're so close. We're almost there.
Maddox?
Yeah?
Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I know I can be a handful. I can be a lot to handle. So thank you for putting up with me.
You Canadians and your terrible internet.
Yes, in Canadian fashion, I will apologize for everything that I have done today. Just in advance, just to be safe. I'm so sorry.
In the spirit of that, will you please just say, I'm so sorry?
I'm so sorry.
That's not Canadian enough. I need you to go sorry. Really lean into the sorry part.
We don't say it like that. That's how an American pretending to be a Canadian says things.
Dang,
you have an authentic accent, and this is it.
Your reputation does precede you. You are difficult.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, before we let you go, Maddox, or before your internet fails you, do you want to tell us about your show?
Sure. My podcast is called Break a Wish. The catch line is where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. On our normal episodes, we take a magic wish someone would want granted, and we try to come up with an ironic cost for it. But lately, for the pandemic, we're doing movie reviews of movies that have magic wishes in them. So find out what happens when you try to shoehorn a magic wish into your family film.
I love the concept. It's like pirates, kind of. Like, you know, it's like you get what you want, but you have to be very specific. And this sounds like a twist to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's a really, really good show.
I think it's fun. Otherwise, I'd stop.
I also think it's fun. All right, some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching @ThisWeekPod. The number for the hotline, should you choose to use it, is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, if you like our show, then recommend it to another human. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search @PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. For our guest, Maddox Campbell of Break a Wish, and my pal, Lord Saunders, I'm your co-host, Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears want to be listening to.
Bye, everybody.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.
Hey, man, I got this cocaine. Do you want it? Yeah, how much? 24 million? All right, cool. Busted. That's how it happened.